Yeah, it's not from around here, is he?
No.
Yeah. Well,
no, he's not.
Okay. Well, go get a cannoli. What's his last name?
Fofino.
Yeah. Paisan. All right. There you go. All right. So an independent panel is set up to that had been set up to investigate the September attacks at the consulate in Benghazi has come down hard on the State Department for lax oversight on security. Newsflash. Wow. We didn't know that. Now, here's the difference. You know, they put together this commission after the 9/11 original attack, okay, on the Twin Towers, and said, y'all need to do this, and they went, yeah, okay, fine. I mean, they did Homeland Security, but there are a whole lot of things that the panel put together, which was a bipartisan panel, that they steps they still haven't taken that we know of. Now, for this part, it's interesting. They didn't single out any individual. Let's see. The State Department. Who's the head of the State Department? Clinton? Is that right? Is that her name? Used to be a senator?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, but, and she's not going to testify, you know, because she was concussed. And,
right.
So because of the concussion, I can't remember, was that what she would say? That's tacky, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway. It is, but it's funny.
Yep, they've accepted all 29 recommendations. It doesn't mean they'll do anything, but they've recommended them, okay? And so to start, the department will ask Congress to transfer $1.3 billion from funds that they were going to use for operations in Iraq to help get more security. Gosh, because they were using local militias to guard the consulate. Yeah, that works out pretty well, doesn't it? Let's get a whole bunch of guys together who probably don't have regular jobs and have them lean up against the building and smoke cigarettes. That's pretty good. That's pretty good as far as militia is concerned.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyhow, we'll see what happens. Oh, but there are going to be two new bureaus. Oh, and this is shocking. Two key bureaus, the Near Eastern Affairs and the Diplomatic Security, were not coordinating their security plans. Have we ever heard that before?
No.
Two security functions within the government not sharing their information.
They talk to each other very well.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see. Okay, now, by the way, I think we'll be talking to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. Reports out of the White House saying that the CEO of American Express, that's Ken Chenault, might be joining the Obama cabinet during the second term. Now, possibly as Treasury Secretary. He is number two on that list. Number one on that list, and it's today's quiz, number one on that list, is the current White House Chief of Staff. Can you name the White House Chief of Staff? Because I couldn't until about 5 o'clock this morning when I read
it. No, I can't.
And the thing is, Andy Card is here now. Andy Card lives in College Station. He's the interim head of the Bush School. I mean, you knew who the Chief of Staff was. I mean, the Chiefs of Staff of the President's office, that's a big job. I mean, a lot of things come down on your shoulders in the management of it. And Rahm Emanuel did that. I mean, you could name chiefs of staff. So, I don't know, this might be something we'd ask Bill Flores about today. The guy's name, who's the chief of staff, is Jack Lew. All right, yeah, whatever. So, is the management style different in the Obama White House than it's been in White Houses in the past, in that you don't know who that person is?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what that's about. Let's see if he's got anything to say about it. Then, anyway, if this guy from American Express isn't picked, then they say it could end up being he may get, like, Commerce Secretary or something. And then the CEO of Xerox is also reportedly under consideration for the Commerce Secretary. And what I find interesting is, if you'll remember during the campaign, Mitt Romney is absolutely demonized for being tied in with big business. And now here's this president deciding he's looking at a couple of CEOs from big business that he may put into his cabinet. So it doesn't make any difference, you know what I'm saying? Just Republican, Democrat, they all do the same. All right, how about if you're on a hang in D.C. during President Obama's upcoming second inaugural thing deal? Yep, you can do that. They've got them another raffle. Remember how they did that dinner with Barack thing? The Democratic committee did this dinner with Barack. You bought like a $2 ticket and you had a chance to win to, you know, eat with the president or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get to hang with the raffle, though, but here's the deal. The price has gone up to $3 or more. If you want to donate more than $3 to the DCCC, you can do that and get your name in this raffle. There's no guarantee that you'll get to meet the president, but you'll get tickets to the inauguration. Now, it says here a trip for two. What do? They hand you a real long Greyhound bus ticket and go, okay, here you go.
Leave. Oh.
Yeah, leave today, and 4 days later, you'll be in D.C. Yeah. I don't know if that's
wow.
true. Yeah. Anyway, fiscal cliff, we're not going to talk about that. Oh, so Daniel Inouye passed away this week. He was a senator from Hawaii. He's 88 years old. So Democrats had to shuffle committee posts, and different things had to happen. And so now Patrick Leahy of Vermont has gotten sworn in as the president pro tem of the Senate, which puts him third in line in the presidency behind Joe Biden and John Boehner. Okay? He's the longest serving senator now. By the way, he's a deadhead.
No kidding.
He used to tour with the dead.
Get out of here.
He would travel with the dead. Is that amazing or what? That makes you feel old, doesn't it? Anyway, so he's been in office since 1975. And just for the record, so that you'll know, the line of succession, you know, if you want to like bet coffee money today on that. Okay, after the president, it's the vice president, and it's the Speaker of the House, and it's the president pro tem, and then it's the aforementioned Secretary of State. So there you go.
Interesting.
That's your presidential succession lesson for today. And let's see. 18 states have agreed under Obamacare to set up their own insurance exchanges. 32 states have decided to let the federal government do it. Now, what's interesting is of the 32 states who want nothing to do with setting up the exchanges, 8 of those are run by Democrats. I mean, they don't even trust themselves. How's that? Got to make you feel good. All right, that's enough politics. I don't know unless y'all got anything.
Not in particular.
Not
I understand. And that's the deal. And again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get home, you know, from D.C. They're trying to get home so that they can be with their families and all that. And so, again, we'll probably talk to Bill Flores in a little while.
The only recurring thought I have about that is my mama, you know, if everybody else jumped off a cliff, would you?
The fiscal cliff?
Just any cliff.
Yeah, no, really wouldn't, but we may not have any choice. They may just hold onto the rope, and then they jump off the edge.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we got to do that.
We're a bunch of lemmings.
Yes, we are.
I know this is a radio.